This is from a very funny parody that I narrated called The 50 Shames of Earl Grey by Andrew Schaefer.
The Earl Grey Corporation headquarters in downtown Seattle is a ginormous 175-story office building that juts into the cloudless sky like a steel erection. I walk through the glass doors and into the lobby, which is floor-to-ceiling glass and steel. This fascinates me to no end because buildings back in Portland are made of grass and mud. An attractive blonde woman behind the receptionist desk smiles at me as I walk in. I assume she's the receptionist because I can't think of any other reason she would be sitting behind the receptionist desk, unless maybe she's filling in for the real receptionist who could be on their lunch break. But then I remember it's almost 2, and I doubt anyone takes their lunch break that late. So, this must be the actual receptionist. "I'm here to see Mr. Grey," I say. "My name is Anna Steele. I'm filling in for Kathleen Craven."
"Just a moment, Miss Steele," the receptionist says, checking her computer.
I wish I had borrowed one of Kathleen's suit jackets for the interview. Standing here in this big building in front of this professionally dressed woman, I feel naked in my Tommy hoodie and Victoria's Secret sweatpants with pink written across the ass. The sweatpants aren't pink, though. They're gray. This always confuses me when I put them on, because shouldn't they say gray on the backside? Maybe Victoria's secret is that she's colorblind. The receptionist glances up from her computer.
"Please sign in, Miss Steele," she says, pushing a clipboard with an attached pen across the desk to me. "You'll want to take the elevator to the 90th floor."
I stare at her blankly. We don't have elevators in Portland. This will be my first elevator ride. How do they work exactly? She smiles.
"The elevator car that you ride in is suspended in a shaft by a steel rope, which is looped around a grooved pulley called a sheave. An electric motor rotates the sheave, raising and lowering the elevator car."
"That's fascinating," I say. "Can I operate it myself?"
"Elevators are very simple to operate. Once you're inside, you just have to press the button that says 90, she says as I sign in.
There's a hint of sarcasm in her voice, but I let it slide. They're probably not used to dealing with hicks from Portland around here. The receptionist hands me a security badge that says Virgin. Is it that obvious? How did you know?
That you're a first-time visitor here at the Earl Grey Corporation? Relax, she says, winking. I was just as nervous as you were the first time I met Earl Grey.